Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Coming up on wedding season. Wedding season, and it's back. Ooh, we're going to be back with the big weddings and all that good stuff. I'm going to give you now. Well, I have my choices as to which one of these weddings I'd rather go to, but you know what? Some people might. Their opinion might differ than mine. I'm going to give you two examples of weddings that people recently held.
Okay.
One, I'd be like, suck it. I don't want to go to this wedding. And the other one, I'd be like, let's do it. All right. So the first one.
Okay.
How much do you think an average wedding costs these days?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Close to about $30,000.
Yeah.
I was going to say 50.
Yeah. What if I told you that a couple in California just threw a wedding for under $500.
Good for them.
Well.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Well, they literally had it on the side of the highway in LA.
Okay.
The reception was at a nearby restaurant, and they made the guests pay for themselves. And friends and relatives covered the cost of the cake, flowers, and a three-night honeymoon cruise. So if you're low on fundage, maybe that might be your choice for a good wedding. I poop on that.
It's smart.
Not fun. Like no open bar, no fun party atmosphere. You know what I'm saying?
When you said it was on the side of a highway, I thought you were going to say the reception was at a rest stop. Or the wedding was at a rest stop.
Might as well. Who knows what the restaurant? Maybe it was a crappy restaurant.
The side of the highway. I need to know more about it.
They said on the side of the highway in LA with a nice view of LA. It doesn't matter. It's still the side of the highway.
Mm.
Cars driving by.
But is it like 24 or is it
that's
like...
Home. Right.
Oh, no, pick your favorite side of the highway.
Now, let's see. Which highway would be the best one here?
Do you take...
I'd say 120.
Your lawfully wedding. All right, so that's one.
All right, what's the other one?
The other one? Okay, this is the one I want to go to where the groom didn't even know about this. The groom did not even know about the fact that the bride and the caterer secretly drugged all of their wedding guests.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. Now we're talking.
They laced the food with marijuana.
All right.
So everybody got high.
Okay.
And they didn't realize it. Now, some people didn't handle it so well. You know, and they started feeling sick and confused and
paranoid.
And paranoid and
panic attacks.
Yeah, some panic attacks. But the people who went to the hospital, eventually they came down from their high and they were fine. That to me sounds like an amazing wedding. Are you kidding me?
I'll be by the highway.
You're picking the highway, Pez?
I'm picking the highway.
Oh, you're not picking getting secretly drugged?
I don't mind paying for my own food.
Yeah.
Yeah, nope. I'm not trying to get secretly drugged.
Melissa,
thank you.
Highway
Romero,
or secretly drugged?
All I'm picturing right now is the time a couple years ago when we had dinner for my birthday and you gave me edibles.
That wasn't a secret. And I offered it to you.
No, but the amount... You're like, yeah, you can take two, no problem. I thought I was seeing dinosaurs. I was seeing people with short Tyrannosaurus Rex arms, and I just wanted to get out of that restaurant and get home because I thought somebody was going to kill me.
So you'll meet me by the highway?
I'll meet you by the highway. I'll go to the rest stop all day, every day.
Leroy, are we going to party or are you going to go freaking join these two?
No, I'm going to highway.
What?
Highway. I told you I'm done with that life. That's
the one. You can't do that.
Aaron will go with you.
Aaron, are you going to join? Yeah! Just loading up on food and drinks, and all of a sudden it kicks in and nothing's funner than seeing somebody who's never been high.
Yo,
that is the best. I'm still waiting for the day that we can secretly. Yeah, but she'd be mad at us, like, for real, if we secretly drug
her. I would.
What are you talking about?
But she'd, like, be mad.
Yes,
I would. Know? So, like, what if we did it? Okay, we're all going to dinner tomorrow night.
Don't be looking at me. I'm out of this.
Just hear me out. Pebbles, earmuffs. So, Leroy and Melissa, tomorrow night we're all going to dinner, right?
We are all going to dinner, yes.
Yeah. What if?
No.
Wait, whoa.
I said earmuffs. That's messed up that
Ramiro,
you're listening.
Before you even concoct this horrible plan, remember who's paying for this dinner.
Listen, it's just a hypothetical. Wink. So, imagine that we all, like, we somehow secretly drug something that Pebbles is eating.
And I'm
we,
out of it.
We enjoy. Ow. Just listen. You're just saying that because she's in the room.
I'm fighting.
No. And we just don't tell her. We enjoy her antics throughout the evening. And we keep it sealed until the death between us that we secretly drugged her that night. What's up?
Oh yeah, secretly.
I'm out.
What's up?
I can't.
Everybody else knows.
I know you're saying that because you're sitting next to her.
No.
He wouldn't do it. Melissa wouldn't do it. You wouldn't do it yourself, but you would talk somebody into doing it.
Aaron. That's who it leaves.
Aaron's shaking his
head.
Aaron's the last one.
He's like, nope. Everybody knows.
I get it. No with the wink.
He's so stupid.
Listen, all we got to do is take it to the grave. I'll take it to the grave. I'll be like, Pebbles, wow, what was going on Friday?
No.
You were crazy.
Please. Well, I mean, I wouldn't know.
Exactly.
I wouldn't remember.
Exactly.
So.
That's what I'm talking about.
But yeah, no.
Listen, we'll just discuss this again when we get off air, when Pebbles walks out of the studio.
Listen, I would like my life. Yes. And I want my steak.
I am out of this. Oh,
no,
I get what you're saying. I get a wink.
No,
wink.
There's
gotcha.
No winks involved.
Well, hey, Melissa, I got something in the hallway. I need you to help me with a box. You want to come help me pick it up?
No.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Join Ramiro and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.